The Entitled Show may feature explicit content and may be suitable for younger listeners. For more information, visit theentitledshow.net.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob.
You gotta be careful what you say around here, because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
Don't make me smack you around, my boy.
A scrawny little Asian girl in New York City.
Scrawny.
I don't like pop music, okay? I like rock music. I like rock music where I can be around a bunch of other dudes banging my head. That did
and
not
actually,
sound right.
Yeah.
I'm on fire.
My head itches.
The Untitled Show.
You're my cupcake gumdrop, sugar,
of my life. I swear you could slap him on both sides of the cheek and jelly'd pop out his mouth. That's what it looks like. Don't it look like you just go and jelly just shoot out of every orifice of his face?
Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
And welcome to the Entitled Show. We are attempting to go live on Modulus.com/The Entitled Show right now, but we're having a little technical difficulty. The moment I get ready to go live, the camera screws up.
That's our luck, isn't it?
The moment I hit the live button, the record button, it goes... So now...
Were that ugly?
It all happened when you came in, so I guess there's a problem with you. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. We're going to turn the music down, and I'm going to exit the actual studio, and we're going to retry this one more time. Oh, man, so Donnie Howard, the hell are you?
We're here, brother.
Do you like the new stand I got here to hold my mic up?
Yeah, where's mine?
And then look at the wonderful thing holding up the webcam. It's a piece of 4x4.
With paint chips on it.
I know. And it's all rotten.
Yeah. I love it. It's just redneck, but works.
I had to get something in here that matched you.
Oh, great. Yeah, that works. I got the crap mic. One headset doesn't work. One side of my headset.
One earphone doesn't work.
Yeah. And then the 4x4 with a camera on top.
We wouldn't have it any other way around here.
That's the way to do it.
Do you like
that? Is
the
way to do it. Hold on. I guarantee you everyone has left the chat room. No, they're still in there. Cue it up. Here we go. Come on, baby.
Just bash them.
Be nice.
But I actually have
transition, and we're back.
Yes, we're here, and we're not moving.
We're moving. There's a delay.
There we go. We're kind of just slow.
I gotta get me more in the picture.
Yeah, there you go. Because
we're here. Guys, don't get offended because I'll probably ignore the chat.
Guys, don't get offended.
Brave suck.
Brave suck.
At times, yes.
They didn't suck last night.
At times,
they
yes.
did suck last night.
They won night. In the bottom times, of the ninth.
But their bullpen made them have to go to the bottom of the ninth.
They have no bullpen.
Just like the other day when they played the Mets, and they go like 12 innings.
Yeah.
No pitching.
I hated the Braves when my parents were married. But now that TV just officially sucks. I'm watching the Braves again.
What I do is I put my headset on, listen to the radio, and play like some video game while I'm doing it. You know, to entertain myself because I can't sit there and just listen.
I go to sleep too easily.
Yeah, me too.
I want to play something first here. Our buddy Blarg, who is in the chat room, who is moderator.
Blarg. That's
Blarg.
Creative.
Blarg. So if you misbehave in the chat room, he'll be the one that kicks you out.
You got Blarg'd.
We got the audio of this guy. He posted a video basically saying, I'm looking for a girlfriend. I'm going to show you a picture of the actual guy.
I thought we were desperate.
Well, we are, but not this bad.
I'm going to put myself in the PX.
That's the picture of the guy.
I'm going to put myself in the PX.
He's going to take his glasses off.
Looks like Razor Ramon.
Hey, yo. All we need now is a toothpick. Hey, yo.
One behind the ear and one in the mouth.
Yes. Fix the echo. Oh, sorry. There we go. The echo is fixed now. See, and my headphones were hooked up to the board, but apparently the computer was echoing. Huzzah! There we go. Okay, this is a guy who is looking for a girlfriend. This reminds me of... God, I can't remember the nicknames now.
String Bean.
No, not String Bean, the other one. Alien hair.
Oh, I call him Waterhead.
I don't know. Hey,
so many of
the guy in the video is not me. For the people in the chat room, it is not me.
You don't have the Razor Ramon look.
I don't have the little dangly curly hair in the front. I don't have the Long Island accent. Hey, yo.
That fake Long Island accent.
Yeah. I don't drink like a sailor and take my pants off at wrestling events, exposing myself to everyone. Hey.
Did y'all see that when the dude ran out on the Braves field the other night naked and slid into second base?
I didn't see that, but it is on YouTube.
That's pretty desperate when you slide butt naked on
clay. Can you imagine the burn?
Yeah. You want to talk about road rash?
Ooh. How'd you like to be the doctor that has to go in and get the pieces of sand out of that?
Oh, God. Just slap some Bengay on it. It's okay.
Just take two Viagra and call me in the morning.
If you have an erection, last longer than 4 hours.
Hey, call your doctor.
Oh, no, I go to the doctor. Never mind.
All right. So he hears the audio finally of a guy who's looking for a girlfriend.
So this is a video to all the ladies. I threw some contacts in. They're probably going to be in for a good couple of months before I take them out, or they fall out. They'll probably get stuck to my eye before they fall out, though. But, yeah, I'm looking for a girlfriend. I just wanted to tell you I have a 6-inch penis.
No, we have never had Viagra. Long-range shooters.
I'm just dumbfounded somebody actually did this.
6 inches. So, hey... If you want to take a step up from the guy in the video, call me.
What extensions
Donnie knows.
What extension did you buy?
I do know a guy that's got up the injection, where all he's got to do is push the button and... No foreplay necessary, just... It's like a garage door.
That puts new meaning to pumping it up, you know.
But that's just got just the thought of the thought of someone chopping up my penis is not it's not a good one.
It's like the Vietnam War, you know, stick it in, you come out, you know, razor bladed to pieces. Like a meat grinder.
According to this guy, it's Viagra's better than any illegal drug.
What do? Snort it?
I don't want to know.
He must be snorting it.
Blarg! Let's get back to the audio.
It doesn't really matter, though, because you're probably not hot enough to get it up.
Meaning I'm a homo.
There you go.
There's a mosquito in here. Oh, missed him. Anyway. Not hot enough to get it up.
If you're on having to actually blog yourself or actually promote yourself... I don't think you have a choice.
Well,
too much of a choice.
Well, probably the girls that are looking for guys in that way are probably not hot enough to get it up. Think about it. If the girls are that desperate that they got to look for the videos.
That is true.
So, I mean, who's
just
more
turn the lights off.
Who's more desperate? The guy that posted the video.
Turn the lights off.
Or the girls that are looking for the videos?
I think they're both.
That is the question for the chat room.
I think they're both equally desperate. And I think they make a good couple. Two desperate.
Hey, yo. Me, you, and this toothpick penis. If we go have some Italian food, and then I can expose myself while on the subway. I'm throwing the toothpick at the camera.
Okay.
So, if you go out with me, you can still fuck other guys.
I'm...
Ding, ding, ding. Gay alert.
If you go out with me, you can fuck other guys. I'm sorry. What's the point of having a girlfriend?
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah, for real.
Oh, you're not going to fuck her. What's the point?
I can look, but I can't touch.
I mean, come on.
That's the way it works. I'm bipolar and schizophrenic, so if you ever want to have kids, that's something that can totally be passed on to them.
Good traits to pass
there
on.
There you go.
He's got good genes. What the hell more on?
Hey, at least he's honest.
I mean,
at least he's honest.
That's a good quality in a guy. He's honest. With his 6-inch, which probably, in guy vocabulary, that probably means it's 2.
Vienna.
It's probably a thumb.
Vienna sausage.
It's like the Iron Sheik on Ode. I fuck him in the ass with my 10-inch cock. He takes it out. It's a beanie weenie sitting on a couple of hay bales. He's all ball. Oh, man.
I live with my parents. I have no job. I don't really look for a job because I have no motivation to. My sole motivation in life to get a job is to smoke weed. I want to get a job so I'll have money for weed.
That's good motivation. This guy's a winner in my book.
Yeah, this guy's a winner.
He's a wiener. Oh, look at me wordplay. Ba-da-bump, ba-da-bump.
But if I had a girlfriend, I might want to get a job for my girlfriend. Which, that's kind of how it worked before.
Well, once you get a girlfriend and you get a job to start buying her things, then you realize, I'm in hell.
True.
I'm in hell.
I'm gonna buy, give me a job so I can buy me weed and my girlfriend weed.
I mean, you're not gonna fuck her. Why buy her things?
Buy her condoms so she can go out and fuck other guys.
Yeah, you can buy her. You can buy her condoms. You can buy her.
You want some KY? Well, I heard he was big.
What's the condoms for women that they can put in? We've been with so many girls. We
I've never used those.
I don't know.
I've seen pinky condoms.
Ew.
At Spencer's.
Which is closed in Tallahassee now.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
At the Governor Square.
They can kiss my happy white.
Well, they never changed anything. It was the same crap in there every time.
That's true, yeah. Like that t-shirt was here last year.
They may change a poster every now and then, but everything else was the same.
Yeah, same crap.
Oh, the pussy fart machine. I mean, it's funny though, the first couple of times, but after a while it just gets annoying.
You got black smudges from people touching it, you know, it's just nasty looking.
And white smudges on it also. The video froze again.
Hey.
We froze again. I fail. Here we go. Let's try it again.
We're not doing good.
Cue transition. Yep, the video failed. So we gotta restart it again.
Oh, God.
But while we're restarting, let's get back to the audio.
Yeah, I don't feel emotion. Please, please, inspire me to love you.
What?
When that made... It's like fucked up Shakespeare.
Hold on a second. We're pulling the room back up. We're going to try it again. If it fails again, we're just going to stop worrying with it. There we go. Audio's off. Let's try this one more time. Q.
What the heck is this?
That's where we were playing with duct tape.
Okay.
Oh, we're back. Yay.
For a couple of seconds.
Hold on. More settings. Image quality low. We put the image quality back to low, so hopefully we'll stay on. Back to the audio.
I would love to feel love. Love would be cool.
I thought he said he felt no emotions.
That's what I'd love to feel love, but...
I'd love to feel love. It's like...
You love weed, don't you, brother?
I'm a vegetarian, but I'd love to have a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I need a girlfriend.
Why? You're not going to screw them. If you get a job, you're not going to buy them anything. You're just going to buy yourself weed. You don't feel emotion, so I'm failing to see why.
if you don't feel any emotion, you shouldn't feel the need for a girl.
So, yeah, anybody who thinks I'm hot, hit me up.
I wish we had his email address so we could screw with him. We could have invited him into the show.
Yeah, that
so we
cool.
could have messed with him a little bit. Hey, I am not perfect for him.
I'd hope not.
Blarg! I think for that you should have time out for 5 minutes. Should I ban him for 5 minutes for saying that I'm perfect for him? He's a moderator, so I don't know if I want to ban him or not.
Just give him a car crash. One car crash for you, home squirrel.
Okay.
Phenomena.
Do, 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 do. Phenomena.
Oh, good lord.
Blah.
Blah. I love that. That is crazy.
It's a new sound bit.
Blah. I sound like a goat.
Bah. That was the goat in his closet.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that can get a 6-inch penis up.
Yeah.
Bah.
Blow up
probably
goat.
Probably someone over 18. I'm 20, by the way.
Whoop-de-doo.
He's 20. Good for you.
Proud.
So I can't be dating no 14-year-olds. I think the legal age in this state is actually 16. So if you live in Michigan and you're 16, I'll fuck you.
I think you can still get in trouble, but okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Daddy beat his tail. Your ugly tail screwed my daughter.
I think that legal age of consent only works if you're under 18.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to be 18 and under for the age of consent to be in your favor. If you're over 18, you got to wait till they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the rule.
I'm pretty sure it is, too.
So, if you're 16, hit him up. I'd love to talk about how he's in jail.
I could be in jail. But
well, so could I, but... That's prior relationships.
If I can. Yeah.
He said that he'll fuck you.
But at the beginning.
But he says you're probably not hot enough to even get it up. So how?
How is that going to happen?
Viva Viagra.
That is the dumbest commercial.
Viva. Well, it's better than the Cialis commercial where at the end of the commercial the old people are sitting in tubs of water overlooking a cliff.
Yeah. That's...
What's the point? Come on.
Jump. Just jump. I have nothing to live for. I got to take Cialis. Screw it.
I got to take Cialis and I'm shitting on myself constantly.
My dick's getting hard in my diaper.
I'm poking through the Pampers.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't sleep with my wife because it'll be assault with a dead weapon.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was harsh.
What up, bop, what up, bump.
Yeah. Oh. My family's very, very rich. Not my immediate family, but my uncle.
His uncle is the one that's rich. Not his immediate family.
Okay.
His family's rich, but it's his uncle. He probably sells Viagra for a living.
Or weed.
Or goats.
Or goats. That's probably why
so
he's broke.
If you date me and we live together for quite some time, by the time we're 30 or 50 or 40 or...
30 or 50 or 40.
Yeah. What do you say after that? 30?
It's like The Godfather. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. Never seen The Godfather?
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's been a while.
I got that line from You've Got Mail. Insert gay joke here. I'll wait. Okay.
I was waiting on a blogger.
Blarg!
50. My uncle should die off. We should get like $1 million.
$1 million?
Did you hear him? God.
He's like all depressed and then $1 million. He's like, Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
He's like that dude on what's the eye water commercials? All monotone.
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe if someone in the room.
If you have
Bob
dry
Barker,
eyes.
FTW.
If you have dry eyes.
Get clear eyes.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, Ben Stein.
Yeah, he was in all kind of.
Wow.
I'm coming. That would suck.
Viva Viagra. Wow.
Yeah.
Dry eyes, get clear. Okay, here's the perfect Viagra commercial. Limp penis. Hard penis. Wow.
Want hard dick? Get Cialis.
Wow.
Wow.
This is the beauty of us. We've been going 20 minutes on a
nothing.
On a 2-minute piece of audio.
There you go.
Go us.
Go us.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of cool. $1 million. Yeah.
I could plant a huge weed field.
Deal or no deal?
Oh my God, do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Hit me up.
Hit me up. That's how he ends it. Speaking of the prices, right, while I'm on that.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a piece of audio here. This video has been circulating the internet. Blarg! When people listen back to this, they're going to have no idea what's going on because I'm referencing the chat room. Blarg! Here we go. This is a piece of audio from The Price is Right. Drew Carey, not Bob Barker. I'm just going to play it through. We're not going to stop it.
Yolanda, what do you bid for that beautiful pendant?
$2,500.
Leslie?
$1,450.
Carmi?
$2,700.
Michael?
$69.
The actual retail price, $999. Michael,
and he wins.
Hey, Michael, hit the show. This is Michael Bummer. He's actual name, Michael Bummer. We were talking at the break. And Michael, you're a gynecologist from Pittsburgh.
That's true, Drew. From Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And if you're not laughing right now, something's wrong with you. What do we have for Dr. Bummer, Rich?
How about a new G?
That was true. Michael Bummer.
Yeah, and he's a gyno.
He's a gynecologist, and he bid $69.
Yeah.
This guy's just a natural-born comedian. Here, I got a story here real quick. What's the matter? Michael Bummer?
It's just...
69.
Everyone's yelling at you, $500! $3! $500! $69, Drew.
40 cent.
I love that, how they look out to the crowd. Everyone's going like, no, 4, no, 6, 7.
They can't count anyway.
22.
12.
And the person on stage is looking back going, 4? No, 0. No, 4. Okay, I'm going to go with 6. And gets it wrong. There's always that one person in the crowd that got it right, and they go back to him and goes like, I told you so! I told you!
I had the actual retail price.
I love the game where he's got the price, and he says, higher, lower. It's like the price is $7.99, and the lady's like, $800, lower. $700, higher. $800, no, lower. $700, higher. Say something else. It's obviously in between those two.
Right there.
But a suspect involved in a police pursuit that injured an officer overnight says he ran because he thought it would be fun.
That's a new one.
And now he has once again escaped custody. Police say 29-year-old Dustin Carr of Township... For those of you that don't know, that's my way of saying things that I can't pronounce. gave this reason for fleeing when they arrested him after a short chase that ended around 1:30 Monday morning.
The officer was slightly injured this morning during a scuffle with a suspected drunk driver. Let's start things
in the 9 News Breaking News Center with Lance Berry. Lance.
Catherine, good morning once again to you. We understand that he was actually injured twice in this pursuit this morning. Once from a fall during the foot chase with that suspect, and another from a punch to the face. But thankfully, both injuries are considered minor. This all happened around 1:30 this morning at the intersection of Clifford Road and Parrot Lane, as the officer had pulled a driver over for a sobriety test there. That's when the suspect allegedly took off running, finally ending with that officer tackling him just a short time later. Now, the officer injured both his knee and his eye. He went to the hospital, as did the suspect. Now, once that suspect gets checked out, he's headed to jail on OVI, resisting, and fleeing charges.
I got a boo-boo. I scraped my knee.
I hurt my knee. I hurt my weenie.
And he punched me in the face. I need therapy.
I'm the cowardly lion. Put him up. Put him up. I need courage.
Need what?
Courage.
I thought you said carrots. I'm like, what?
I need carrots. That rascally rabbit.
Okay, that was a good one.
Ramon, give me some carrots. Linger longer. Mark!
Did you get any of the KFC coupons?
No, I actually heard about that and I didn't do it.
I tried printing it out, but all the computers went BIG GUY on me.
They stopped at 4 million anyway.
I know it. Damn it. I was 4 million and one.
That's your luck.
One.
That's your luck.
Scrape that out. Scrape that out.
It's like free for a chicken. Holy crap! Crikey's Batman, we're gonna die!
Yeah, I have to say, the stores are pretty dark.
Yep.
There's an obsession going on around here. I don't know if it's going on.
It wasn't me.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
It wasn't me.
Hey. I know it's not you. I've seen your vehicle. Okay. But I don't know if it's going on where...
Is this the
you,
guy that you saw?
Where you guys live. Whoops. But people putting the initials on their car. You seen these?
On the back windshields?
On the back windshields. Yeah. And that stupid little curly...
Writing that...
Queer font.
Yeah, queer font.
I want to get those letters. I want to get LMB. You know what it stands for? Lick my balls. I don't get it. Why is everyone so obsessed now with putting those little things on their car?
I don't know. They got them on front windshields.
Are you that important that we have to know your name as you're driving?
And your tag.
Yeah.
We don't know your name. We just know your initials. Hey, CMP. What's up?
I ought to get a lazy tag. My nickname's Lazy Bob.
It works. Just tattoo lazy all the way across the back in yellow writing.
Or the old Crown Vicks that are painted to look like cans. You got the Yoo-hoo car.
Yeah, that's...
You got the Sprite car.
Domino's.
There's a Dr. Pepper car in Albany.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I ain't seen a KFC one yet. I'm just saying. You've seen everything else.
See Mickey D's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
The Golden Arches.
Over both wheels.
Yeah.
That would actually be different.
Just on the hoods is a big picture of a Big Mac.
Yeah. And then they could put like the Wendy's girl on another one, you know.
And for like the spoiler, have like French fries.
or tater tot. I mean, like the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
The McGriddle sandwich. The McGriddle breakfast sandwich.
What could they have as the rearview mirrors?
Like the pancakes. The pancake morning pancakes.
Yeah.
Or a piece of sausage, you know.
And the gas and brake pedals are those little skillets.
Yeah, there you go.
and the shifter knob is the ketchup pump.
Yeah, either the ketchup pump or your soda. Yeah.
And, oh yeah, the soda thing, and the dials on your radio are like ketchup.
Pickles. Yeah, pickle. Oh yeah, ketchup mustard. The rear view mirror could be like.
And the preset buttons are like pickles, onions, ketchup.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Your selections.
Oh my god.
Rearview mirror, hot dog. You know.
I want to build a truck that's just got Lazy Boys in it because I'm Lazy Bob. Get an Escalade with all Lazy Boy seats with the seat belts. You know, the racing seat belts. Yeah,
5-point harness.
The steering wheel like comes back to you. You're like, you can like lounge back and drive.
Yeah.
You got video monitors up here so you see what's going on in front of you.
Got like the pedals that come up with the recliner part. Yeah. You know, the whole nine yards. Massage in the back.
A futon in the back.
Yeah, futon. Giant fridge.
It's a couch and a bed.
Wow, fridge. Self-cooking microwaves.
Yeah.
What the hell is a self-cooking microwave? That's a new one.
Easy bake oven.
Yeah, there you go. Pink and everything.
Oh, man, my email is still going freaking nuts. It will not stop. Stop it! Anyway. I got into a conversation my last day of college, which will probably be the last day of my college. I'm probably not going back because I'm on academic warning. And I'm on financial aid suspension for a year.
Well, crap.
So if I do go back, I got to pay for it on my own. And I can't drop any of my classes. Once I sign up for them, I have to finish them. And I have to have at least a C in them. And I have to register to be a full-time. When I do it, I can't be a part-time. In order to get out of suspension and warning, I have to be a full-time student both semesters.
What teacher did you screw?
None of them. I dropped one class before midterm, and two of them I just stopped going to. I only finished one of my four classes last semester.
He's great.
Because he was a fun teacher. That's the only reason why I stayed in his class. But I'm probably not going back. I've been talking for like 2 hours straight. My throat is killing me right now. But we got to a conversation about girls and video games, because the guy that sat next to me, we always kept talking about video games.
Yeah.
And the guy ahead of me was like, you never talk about girls that you're dating. I was like, because they're too much work.
They break you.
And then he asked me the question, girls or video games? And without hesitation, I said, video games.
I'd love to have a girl and a video game at the same time. That'd be awesome.
Or playing a video game that's got a hot girl in it.
Or playing a video with a hot girl sitting next to you, playing the game with you. Serious. That'd be cool.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, that would be.
Bark!
Go ahead.
But, I mean, it's like. I don't want to get all mushy and try to, like, put my thoughts in the thing. I'm one of these type of people that's waiting. I've never gone all the way. I've had the opportunity to, but I've turned it down. One because she was ugly, and the other because she was crazy.
Slobber sister.
Her boyfriend is an ass.
I know.
You get your ass kicked for shit like that.
I don't know what he said to you, but
okay. I send a text message to who I thought was Slobber's sister. Slobber. Blarg! That's probably what she says in bed. Blarg! Pretty soon she should be going, Mama!
Yeah.
But I send a text message thinking it was her. I was like, hey, what's up? And then it comes back. I should have known a red flag. Who is this? This. Not this. This. And I explain myself, and he goes, oh, yeah, I know who you are. And I was like, so what are you up to? Oh, just kidding. This is her boyfriend. I don't want you ever fucking texting this phone again, motherfucker. Excuse me? And I saw them riding around together. He obviously don't know who I am. I'd fuck his world up.
With what?
My penis.
Yeah, okay.
And his ear.
Scary movie.
Yeah. It's like, hey, what you got going on? Actually, I never met him. Is he a big guy?
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Like fat or no, fit?
Fit.
Damn, we went off the air again. Screw it. Closing it out.
Oh, I love my can crushing.
I'd kick him in the nuts and run screaming.
There you go. That's the best way to do it. It'll drop anybody. I don't care how big you are.
Or be like, what is it? Rodney Carrington is like, no one wants to fight a naked guy.
That's true.
Just rip the pants off and just go, come on, motherfucker.
You want some of this?
Show them to me. I love that friggin' song. If you love your country.
If it's country, I don't listen to it.
He's country. He's a country comedian.
Oh, okay.
He's like, if you're a big fat guy, I'm a Teddy fan, and I love to see yours too.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other.
There you go.
If you got dos chichis, which is Spanish for two titties.
Every time you do that, my mic goes.
Let's listen to this. Okay, this was just cruel. Here, what I'm about to play. This lady is filming her daughter. Okay, that's enough of
yeah,
that. This lady. This lady put a.
What Morse code?
Donnie is gay. This mom put her daughter into this pen with like these little monkeys, these little tiny monkeys at a zoo. I guess to kind of put her. Never mind. I'm not going to say the joke. I'm not going to do it. I'm using restraint.
Really? You? Yeah, for a change?
Believe it or not. So I don't feel like going back and spending 20 hours editing this.
No, there you go.
But, put her in a monkey cage, and this was the reaction. If I hadn't have told you what that was, we probably could have passed it off as her being fucked by her uncle.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Stop! No!
I don't know about you, Larry. I enjoy the rap. I love rap. I know this.
You do, really?
I do. I do. I know it's a little off-center from my normal country roots.
Do you rap?
I do not rap. But
I've never seen that happen.
I'm also glad that I don't teach because I couldn't teach and rap at the same time.
That'd be tough. Yeah.
And that's what's happening in some high schools. Actually, one high school in the Bronx. You know, I'm not going to judge teachers. There are many hip teachers out there, but not a lot of teenagers would admit that.
Probably not.
But yeah. That is not the case in this Bronx school because those teachers are using hip-hop and rap to teach science to their students.
Jeans in my closet, genes in my family. If they are mutated, then it's a calamity. Sickle cell anemia is caused by mutation. Oh. Many people get it, it's a problem for the nation.
You know, whatever works. This is science teacher Melissa Villanueva. She is not just rapping. If you could hear what she was saying, she's talking about sickle cell anemia, teaching her kids about that and how it mutates and does. She is one of several teachers at Marie Curie High School there using rap and using hip-hop to, first of all, teach the students, get them interested in what they're learning, and also create a positive energy around it, which is very interesting. And they also say the kids learn faster in this way, too. So that technique is being studied by other schools, and if it works, you better believe it will expand. Now, I'm looking back on some of my high school teachers, and I will just say, I don't think they'd be very good at that end of teaching. Other parts of teaching, yes.
It's all about the innovation, though.
You got it.
You know?
You got it.
So if it's
I don't care. That's still lame.
I wouldn't understand half of it because I cannot understand rap.
We're country folk. If you saw the school that the video was about.
Okay. By the head, Bob, I get it, yeah.
There's my filter again.
There you go.
A father was accused of using a dog shot collar on his four children.
I like that guy.
Salem police say that the 41-year-old man was jailed Tuesday on charges of criminal mistreatment. He said the father acknowledged putting the electric dog collar on his four children and shocking all of them at once.
What?
According to the officer, the father didn't do it as punishment. Rather, he thought it was funny.
I like this guy even more. Oh, that's funny.
Hey, we're going to play a game. It's called Leave Daddy Alone for an Hour.
Yeah.
Now, if you come mess with me, you're getting it again.
Why do you have four different collars?
Yes. The children, all younger than 10, are in the custody of their mother.
That is funny. I have pee spots all over the floor. You wet the floor again?
Oh, you don't want to do your homework? You don't want to eat your veggies? Okay. Okay. Now you're hurting.
You did that to yourself.
Now you're in pain. You did that to yourself. Oh, okay. You don't want to take out the trash? Now look at that. Now you got to take out the trash while you're hurting for being zapped, okay? Oh, you're back-talking to me? That's what you get. You're back-talking to me? Now you're on the floor.
Oh, you think you're a man? I'll show you a man.
Oh, you don't want to take a shower because you're afraid to be electrocuted? Now, look, there you got zapped.
You got zapped anyway, damn it. Put some saran wrap over it.
Oh, you don't want to put your seatbelt on? Okay, you just got shocked. Okay, put a seatbelt on, or not only are you going to get shocked, you're probably going to fly through the windshield and die.
Then get shocked.
Not by the paddles bring you back to life, but me just watching you flinch from the shocking, because it'd be funny.
It's just normal.
I don't love you shocking, Daddy.
Quit crying. Why are you crying?
Well, get down on your knees.
Tell me you love me.
Are you 14? Get away. You have to be 16. Now, this is my hero. A Virginia man is suing Burger King for $130,000 for failing to remove the pickles from the burger he bought 2 years ago. I am now going to sue Burger King every time I get my order wrong.
If he wins, that is going to be some sad crap.
Because that's setting a precedent. And the courts have to follow the precedent. It's set. So if this gets passed, every lawsuit in Virginia about a case like this will pretty much have to be...
Yeah, done.
Yeah. I learned that in college. The only people that can overrule a precedent is the Supreme Court. Sounded like he just farted. let's see. He is seeking damages after alleging the restaurant in James City County, Virginia, failed to heed his specific request for the omission of onions, pickles, and tomatoes. He says he suffered a severe allergic reaction after taking a bite from the sandwich before realizing it had pickles, tomatoes, and onions in it. The allergic reaction kept him off work and resulted in large medical bills. He says Burger King's error was negligent, and he is seeking $100,000 in damages plus legal fees and court costs. I hope he wins.
That'd be some funny crap.
But if he does, the price of Whopper is going up to like $20.
Yeah, I know.
They're in Virginia, so if you're in Virginia and he wins, and you have to take out a second mortgage in order to buy a cheeseburger, you thank him.
Yeah, thank him.
Go borrow some money from him. Let's see, we'll do this one. Police say a Unity College student who failed to do a thorough cleaning of her dorm room before leaving campus faces criminal charges after security guards found several marijuana plants growing there.
Just leave it.
How stupid are you?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Grow marijuana, and when you're packing up to leave,
you leave
for
it.
The summer, you leave the plants. Oh, it's not like no one's going to be coming through here. Nah, no one would come through here. Nah. Final story. And then if you got time, we have a movie.
Ooh.
Billy Madison.
Which one's that?
You don't know Billy Madison?
I've probably seen it. Oh, God, it's been a while.
When he goes back to school?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, so that should make it good. Last story. Several McDonald's are removing the toy from the Happy Meals. The toys are, you know, the Kids Bop CDs?
Mm-hmm.
They're little samplers. That's what the toy is for, like, the next couple of weeks. And one parent thought that Gavin DeGraw's single, I Don't Want to Be, is covered on one of the discs. I think it's, like, volume 6, according to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get Happy Meals. I get a real man's meal. It's a double quarter pounder. It's a half pound, for those of you in school. Before it's cooked. One of the parents got the lyric confused, thinking that he says the F word in the song. I haven't heard this yet.
I haven't either.
So we're going to take a listen to it, and we're going to use our own like judgment, which isn't very good in the first place. So we're going to take a listen to this song and see if we hear an F word. I don't hear it.
I kind of did.
I didn't hear it. Let's listen again to it. I still don't hear it.
I kind of heard.
I don't know what you're hearing. Here, let's try it again. Oops. My bad. I screwed it up. Here we go. Bam!
Rubber.
It sounds like he says looking around rooms.
Kind of does sound like fuck around.
I don't hear it.
In a way it does, but it's probably not the words.
He's saying, I'm tired of looking around rooms.
Okay, well, let's go with it. I'm tired of looking around rooms, wondering what I gotta do. Yeah, that's what he's saying, but it sounds good.
You know what I have to say to that lady?
Screw you. Get a hearing aid.
Go screw. Enough noise.
Can't even break it.
I can't even break the freaking disc. Damn it.
Come give me on. That dang thing.
Hold on. Oh my god.
It
won't break. Oh god.
What the heck is this?
It's like
plastic.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, yeah. And I had a couple of other cuts I wanted to use on it, too.
Oh, crap.
Oh, well. Another one bites the dust. We started this show on a roll, and we've quickly got
faded it out. Damn, I'm loud.
I know. You grew balls all of a sudden. Oh, man. I've had fun on this one.
Yeah, that was pretty...
This one's been fun. We were live for like...
5 minutes.
A second.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll try it again later. thanks to the people that were... The three people that were in the chat room for a little while. Don't blow it all over here. I'll wipe it up. So I don't want to have to vacuum.
It looks like you're past due anyway.
Hey, it's not my demo. Well, it is my office, but it's not my building. There we go. Pick that up. I'm cleaning.
Oh, my God.
It's cleaning.
it's stuck to my hand.
Visit theatitleshow.net for all past episodes. Anything to say?
I'm looking for a girlfriend. I have.
Yeah. I'm 21. I've got a 20-inch penis, which in guy terms means 7. So, that's still pretty good. Donnie's uncircumcised.
No comment.
Actually, he was. It just grew back.
And it growth.
His penis accidentally just got cut off so that the skin makes it look like he's got a foreskin again.
I lost an inch in battle. But I grew some nice boobs.
His ex-girlfriend bit the mushroom head off.
Hey, butt the what?
But he stuck it in the butt and she pinched it off.
Okay. Like Mike Tyson or like Mr. T.
Hi, my name's Mike Tyson and I'm going to be in a movie.
Hey, boy. You look about a cute in them jeans.
Damn, girl, how you getting them jeans? Oh, have you seen the pictures of Rihanna?
Huh.
I do her swing, swing. I'll show you the pictures while we're getting ready for the movie.
Okay.
Just tell you guys next time.